What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another hour of the Andy Slater Show on this Monday, September 16th. It is the start of a new week after what was no doubt one of the most disastrous games and weeks that we have had in a while. And really, it's not over yet. We're on to a new week. At least the University of Miami is in good shape. But the other team that calls Hard Rock Stadium home, a much different story. You may have heard earlier today the report that the Miami Dolphins are signing Snoop, not Snoop Dogg, although that would be pretty cool. I mean, at this point, they might as well. But they're signing Snoop Huntley. Snoop Huntley is coming off of the practice squad from the Baltimore Ravens to go to the Miami Dolphins. Snoop Huntley may be starting for the Miami Dolphins in the near future. As a Miami Dolphins fan, what does that do for you when you hear that news this morning? Assuming you did hear the news. If you didn't hear the news, well, you just heard it right now. Snoop Huntley. The Dolphins haven't said much. They're not saying, hey, Snoop's going to be our starter. But they got Skylar Thompson, now Snoop Huntley, and we'll see what happens with Tua. Everybody's got an opinion, of course, and that's nothing new. It's not just with Tua, it's with everything in life. We've all got opinions. You can have an opinion when you walk into the supermarket on the person next to you, somebody blocking the aisle, the price of eggs, the price of cheese, the price of meat, whatever. We all got opinions. Right now, everybody's saying Tua should play, Tua should retire, Tua should do what he wants to do, not what John and Jupiter wants him to do. That's all we hear out there. Never did I think that the Dolphins would have played two football games and the biggest topics around the Dolphins would be Tua being concussed and Tyreek being put in handcuffs before the game. But if you look at the Miami Dolphins season so far, am I wrong to say those are the two biggest stories? The two biggest things that have happened to the Miami Dolphins? If those two things had not happened, do you know what the number one story with this team would be? I truly feel it would be Mike McDaniel's play calling. I don't know what's going on with Mike McDaniel, and I already feel like I'm getting too much into the actual show, and I shouldn't because I've only been talking for about 3 minutes, but something just doesn't seem right. You could tell on the field the play calling had been horrendous. Off the field, his press conferences, he's giving 7 to 8 minute answers. I don't know what's going on, but something just doesn't seem right. The play calling alone has just been miserable. And the Dolphins didn't even play yesterday. We're what, 4 days removed from Thursday night football? I'm here at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. That's where I'm doing the show from. I'm not in the poker room today, though. Tomorrow, I will be doing the show from the poker room because I've got my poker tournament with $20,000 guaranteed in the prize pool. I'll give you more details on that in a little while. But I got here to the Hard Rock yesterday, and I watched all of the games at 1 o'clock in the sports bar / sports book. So much action. Sometimes it's like there's a little too much action. But I had some friends of mine there. We watched all the games. We wagered on them. I had that parlay in. Unfortunately, the parlay did not hit. Then I put in another one. That didn't hit. But I did hit a few wagers yesterday that my close friends on Instagram got. It's crazy how I'll post something on my Twitter feed. Like I told you, I got close friends on Instagram, and it's basically a subscription. And people really enjoy it. It's a nice group of people. And they understand what they're getting into, and they enjoy it. I enjoy it. We all enjoy it. And I always want to win. But you just, there's no such thing as a lock. Even when you think something's a lock, there's no such thing as a lock. So I go on to my Twitter feed and I'll say, okay, here's the parlay that I gave my close friends, but there's still a couple of legs left on that parlay. If you want to go ahead and take a look at it, people get mad. Oh, how come you didn't give me the whole look? I don't have to give you anything. I'm just trying to be nice. You know, there's business, there's pleasure, there's fun. This is all supposed to be fun. Every single part of it. If you're doing this and you're relying on something, and I'm not just saying with me, I'm saying overall, because now that it's legal in Florida, a lot of you have the app. If you're doing something and you essentially say to yourself, you have to win this or I'm not going to be able to do this, my opinion, well, you shouldn't be wagering. That would be my opinion. For me, if I can afford to wager, I do. But if I lose, I'm still going to be able to eat. Now, I don't have a family. I don't have pets. I like to travel. I'm still going to be able to travel. If I have to rely on something to win for me to go hang out in Medellin with my friends, girls. Well, then I'm not going to partake in it because I want to go to Medellin and hang out with my friends regardless. So I was wagering a lot yesterday here at the Hard Rock. I had a good time, won some, lost some. I'll continue to be here tonight and I'll watch Monday Night Football here this evening. And then tomorrow I'll do my show from the poker room. I'll have my poker tournament. And then I'm off on Wednesday because Wednesday I'm using it as a travel day. Guess where I'm headed? Colombia! That would be correct. Maybe that's where the entire Dolphins organization should head during their bye week, which cannot get here soon enough. At least their bye week could help out Tua. But we don't know what's going on with Tua. We've heard reports. We've heard people talking. But do we really know what's going on with Tua Tagovailoa? We don't. The only thing we do know is that the Miami Dolphins can never seem to be normal. Can't just be like another football team. You go out there and you play two games and that's it. We're just talking about two football games. We're not talking about somebody getting pulled over in a car, not rolling their window down, rolling it down, then rolling it back up, then being taken out of the car aggressively, being put in handcuffs. Then a few days later, we're talking about the star quarterback of the team who some people think may not be a star, even though he puts up big numbers in the regular season, going right into the body of DeMar Hamlin and then going to the ground, fencing position again, and now concussed again and out. That's what we've got going on here. And to make matters worse, that loss Thursday night was against the Bills. So you got a Tua head injury. You've got a head-to-head loss now against the Bills. The Dolphins play the Bills one more time, as we all know, but that game is going to be in Buffalo. Not a good start to this Miami Dolphins season. And at this point, I'm not going to count them out, and I'll explain why I say that in just a couple of moments. But at this point, there's nothing you could look at. Again, just at this moment right now. That could change tomorrow. That could change in a few hours. But at this point right now, there's nothing you can look at concerning the Dolphins and say, there's optimism there. Before the season starts, everybody's optimistic. You win a football game, everybody's optimistic. We could do this. Right now, what is there at this present moment? What is there to be optimistic about with the Miami Dolphins? Not just with this year's team. I'm talking about with the entire organization. What is there to be optimistic about? Because certainly right now we know with this team there's nothing. But you can't even say, well, at least the quarterback they drafted is going to get some work. No, because they didn't draft one. The Dolphins have made, and I'm not trying to go off on a tangent here, but the Dolphins have made so many bad decisions. Year after year after year after year, it's just a bad decision. The only good decision that I could think of, like immediately, getting Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill turned into storylines, of course. But you're talking about the guy who was voted the number one player in the league by his peers. You could say Patrick Mahomes, yes, but wide receiver-wise, it's Tyreek Hill. No matter how many issues come with Tyreek Hill, that dude is a stud, and he was the best acquisition the Miami Dolphins probably have ever made. Now, don't challenge me and go back 45 or 50 years. Okay, yeah, Dan Marino and all that. I'm talking about saying we are going to get the best wide receiver in the National Football League. It was an amazing acquisition. However, what have the Miami Dolphins been able to do with Tyreek on this team? Unfortunately, the same thing they've done for the past 24 years, and that is
nothing.
That's not to say, oh, well, they don't need him, get rid of him. No, they do need him. Because if they didn't have him, then this team wouldn't even be playing in a cold weather game in the middle of January or early January. Maybe one day this team will be normal. Maybe we'll come on here and just talk about a football game and no sideshow. Just, hey, did they win the game? Did they lose the game? Maybe like an uneventful game. Instead, we got Tyreek in a traffic stop and Tua in a head injury. And this all just comes like, what, 2 weeks after Tua went off on Brian Flores, and then Flores responds. It's just a never-ending loop. The same stuff over and over with this franchise. But I'll keep at it here. I mean, the season, it's not over.
Over? Did you say over?
2 weeks in, people believe it's over, but it's not just yet. After tonight, we're on to week 3, so we got plenty of time left to see what possibly happens with this Miami Dolphins team. While Dolphins fans in the audience right now are just saying, please, Slater, we already know what's going to happen. But you don't. You don't know. I don't know. Is it possible the Miami Dolphins can do something this season? With or without Tua? There's a lot of questions. I want to get to some of those questions. I want to try to provide not answers, because I don't have the answers, but I will try to provide an opinion that could wind up being logical. That's what I will do my best to do this hour. However, I can't give you my opinion. I can't give you my thoughts. I can't give you the possible logical explanation until this hour officially begins.
It's time to shuffle up and deal.
You wake up yesterday, it's football Sunday, you're ready to watch some games. As a Dolphins fan, you don't have a game to worry about, so you're just taking in all of the action. It's about 10:30 Sunday morning, and you go to your phone and you see the news, the report. This came from the NFL Network, and Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network said, via his sources, Tua has no plans to retire. Now, I knew that you've got a Sunday morning news cycle during the NFL season. It's going to bring us something related to Tua after that concussion. He was the big story around the league. You have all of these NFL pregame shows. They weren't going to go on the airwaves with nothing at all. But let's get to the bottom of this. Let's get to what that report really means. You know, on this show, I'm always all about honesty. At this very moment, or actually going back to yesterday, at that moment, Sunday morning, before Tua met with the neurologists and the very important doctors, we got that report that he has no plans to retire. But what does that mean? If you haven't met with any doctors, if you haven't really sat down with your family, this is all just a few days in here. How can you make any proclamation when you have a very involved process? Don't you have to meet with a lot of doctors? You can go ahead and say, yeah, I got no plans to retire, whoever he may have said that to. But what's going into that decision? You may not have a choice. I told you yesterday, I wagered. I put in a parlay. When I make my parlay and I post it, I intend to cash it in. I intend to hit that withdraw button on the app. But don't the games have to happen first? I want to win that wager. I think I'm going to win that wager. But how do I really know that the games have to happen? Number one, Tua's got to meet with a lot of doctors. And then there's another level. How about meeting with his family, his parents, his wife? They've got two kids. I don't know if he's got to meet with the kids. Not sure that they would really understand what's going on. But when you meet with the doctors, many of them, when you really sit down with your family, isn't that information going to determine what you may do with your future? The long distance future, the near future, the present moment. Once you've gathered all of that, the people that really matter in this, you've spoken to them. You talk to the Miami Dolphins team. At that point, don't you decide, is the risk worth the reward? Assuming there is a risk. Again, I don't know. I'm not a doctor. What people don't understand about Tua's decision, they think, okay, this could be all about money. Like, he's got his money. He can go home. He can live a good life. He could be done with it. Trust me, I've heard everything. Here's what some people don't understand. Tua, his entire life, has had one identity. That's being a quarterback. That's what his whole life has been about. Do you know what it takes? The odds, I'm sure they're astronomical, for you to become a quarterback in the National Football League and actually be good. But forget about being good. Just being a quarterback on an NFL roster. Do you know how many people want that job versus how many people actually get it? The combination of talent, drive, hard work, it takes so much of it to get to that point. So let's just say Tua's doctors clear him. Tua sits down with his family, and his family says, no, just don't go back out there, please. Don't. We don't want you to go back out there. Let's say that happens, and he steps away. What's the rest of his life going to look like? What is he going to do the rest of his life? Slater, he's got money. He can do whatever he wants. He doesn't have to do anything. Again, it's not an easy road when your entire life has been about being a quarterback and you finally make it into the league. You're an NFL QB. You're playing on Sundays. Everybody's watching you. And now you're just going to stop if you're cleared? Doctors say, okay, I'm just going to stop because I've got money. Money's nice. We all love money. But you hear people say money's not everything. If you don't have a lot of money, you don't believe that statement. You're like, oh my gosh, if I had money, everything would change. But if you do have money, you will make that statement. You could have a lot of money, but if you're not enjoying what you really like to do, then okay, yeah, you got money, but you want to enjoy your life. Everyone's got an opinion on this, of course. It's a huge story. It's a South Florida story. It's the star quarterback. People tell me, oh, you know, you shouldn't discuss that. I read online, don't talk about retirement. I'm really going to listen to somebody who tells me what I can and cannot talk about relative to Tua? Stop it. I can come on here and I can go on social media and I can go outside and go to the supermarket and talk to whoever I want about whatever I want. And about any angle. This is a very compelling story. If I want to talk about the money part, I could do that. If I want to talk about the retirement part, I can do that. Oh, well, don't tell Tua what to do. I like Barry Jackson of the Miami Herald. I say that every time I bring up his name because he's a very hard worker. But Barry went on a tangent on Twitter a few days ago. Stop talking about Tua and retirement. Not to me, but to other people. He just kept going, don't mention it. Mike McDaniel said it doesn't do him any good. Doesn't do Tua any good. Stop talking about it. If you want to talk about it, you can go ahead and talk about it. Because you know what? Tua's not listening to you. Tua's not listening to me. And if he is, well, thank you for listening to the show, Tua. Glad you could be with us on this Monday afternoon. But go ahead and say whatever you want. Because Mike McDaniel takes the podium and says, talking about Tua and retiring does not do my quarterback any good. So I don't think it should be done. You do not have to listen to the coach. The coach is not your boss. Somebody on Twitter is not your boss. I am not your boss. If you think what I'm saying right now is the wrong thing, you don't have to listen to me. Well, I want you to listen to me. You don't have to do what I'm saying. It's completely up to you. That's just how life works. No head coach is going to tell me what I can and cannot talk about. No reporter is going to tell me what I can and cannot talk about. The station is not calling me. Andy, when you go on the airwaves today, please don't talk about Tua and retiring because if he hears it, it's not going to do him any good. No, they're not saying that to me. They know much better than that. I can't stand it when I see people on social media saying that, or on television saying that. Just let it play out. No, this is what we do. We have discussions. We can have them here on the airwaves. We can have them anywhere you want. Sports bar, restaurant, wherever you'd like. Strip club, I don't know. You should probably concentrate more on the girls. But some guys will hang out. Maybe the barber shop. Uncle Luke should be on with us tomorrow on a Luke Tuesday. See what Luke has to say. Now, as I was saying a few minutes ago, if you're thinking this Miami Dolphins season is done with, well, just slow down for a minute. Don't slow down, though, if you're in the left lane, because that's a bad thing to do. I want to get to that discussion in just a moment. Not the left lane discussion. We could do that on Wednesday, but not this Wednesday because I'm not here this Wednesday. I'm traveling. So Lieutenant Camacho will join us the following Wednesday. Now, I want you to join me tomorrow night, Tuesday night, right here where I am now, Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. It's the Slater Scoops Poker Tournament happening tomorrow night, $20,000 minimum up for grabs in my tournament. The buy-in is just $250. The tournament begins tomorrow night at 6 p.m. You have until 9:30 p.m. to get here and register. You got plenty of time to get into the poker room here at the Hard Rock and play in my tournament. There's a lot of money up for grabs, and second place, it pays a lot because I plan to take first, so you could try to take second, and you're still going to get thousands of dollars. Don't miss it. Put a reminder in your head because it's tomorrow night. It's about 24 hours away, a little bit more than 24 hours away. The Slater Scoops Poker Tournament with 20 grand minimum in the prize pool right here in the poker room tomorrow night at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. You're a Dolphins fan. You're thinking, oh, this season is done. Forget it. We've had 2 weeks of football, and what's the point of even going to games, even though you're going to go to games because you're a Dolphins fan? Number one, we do not know the real status of Tua just yet. And that's very important. I was looking, though, at the Dolphins schedule. The only thing we could do right now to have this discussion is pretend. That's it. So let's pretend that Tua does want to come back. Let's go by that report from the NFL Network yesterday. He does not plan to retire. Let's say the doctors clear him and his family and he are cool. They're going to continue to play. Not like Ted Ginn and his family, but Tua talks to his family. Okay, he's going to go back out there. So let's just pretend that's the scenario. This concussion happened on Thursday Night Football. The Seattle game is 10 days after the injury. He's still out for that. The Dolphins, we heard the report this morning, they're signing Snoop Huntley. We'll see where that goes. But Tua's out for the Seattle game. Now, of course, if they put him on IR, then he's going to be out a while, but we don't know that yet. You're out for week three against Seattle. Week four is Monday Night Football at home against Tennessee. That's 8 days after the Seattle game. So now we're up to 18 days since the injury. The next game, week five, is October 6th. That's 6 days later. We're up to 24. Then you have the bye week, week six. Week seven, their game is on October 20th. Which is 14 days after their week five game. 14 plus 24, I don't know if your head's spinning right now, but that's 38. If Tua comes back for the Colts game, which is week seven, right after the bye, that's 38 days off. And at the same time, it's only three games. It's week three in Seattle. It's week four against Tennessee. It's week five, which is October 6th. And then you have the bye week. So 38 days, it equals three games. If, and again, this is all just an assumption, if he can get onto that timetable, right now you know the Dolphins are 1-1. If they're able to win just one of their next three games without him, they would be 2-3 come the bye week. If you're 2-3 on your bye week and you've got Tua coming back after the bye, this is all an assumption, just in case somebody's tuning in, oh my God, she's talking about Tua coming back. This is all an assumption. But if he does come back after the bye week and they're 2-3 at that bye, the season, it wouldn't be over.
Over? Did you say over?
I don't think so. Of course, there's a lot to this hypothetical. But if he does plan to come back, if that's his intention, at least this happened early in the season where all is not lost. The way this is stretched out, where you've got the mini bye week from having a Thursday night game in week two, and then you've got the actual bye week, this is the point of the Dolphins' schedule coming up where if he does want to come back, the season is not completely toast. There would still be plenty of time. And if they won just one of their next three with either Skylar Thompson or Snoop Huntley or Snoop Dogg, whoever, that would be fun to watch. Probably even more fun than watching Snoop Huntley, whose real first name is Tyler. They just call him Snoop. The Dolphins at 2-3 wouldn't be done. Now, can they win one out of three games with Skylar Thompson? Let's just say it's Skylar. I don't think Skylar's a particularly good backup quarterback. But then again, aren't most backup quarterbacks pretty bad? Skylar can move a little bit. He's got an arm. His judgment and his processing, getting through his reads, are nothing like Tua. So I wouldn't expect much from him. But the problem with this team not having Tua is that they were built around him. This offense, this very complicated Dolphins offense, was built specifically around Tua's skill set. It's an offense that was built for a guy who makes really quick reads and has a ton of accuracy. When he passes that ball, he can put it exactly where he wants. He can get Tyreek and Waddle the ball in space. Can Skylar Thompson do that? Can Snoop Huntley do that? The advantage that Skylar Thompson has over Snoop or anyone else is that this is his third year in the Dolphins offense. Year one, he flashed a little bit of promise. He wasn't absolutely horrible in that playoff game against Buffalo. It gave him a chance. He's got some ability. He beat Mike White in training camp. He knows what they're trying to do. Doing it, though, that's another thing altogether. You could know what the team is trying to get done, but doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be able to do it. And let's be real. While the main focus is Tua and the quarterback position, that's not the Dolphins' only issue. The defense, they weren't good against Buffalo. The O-line is banged up, and even when they're healthy, they're not very good. I'm here at the Hard Rock. Last night, I ran into Jason Fox, the offensive lineman formerly with the Dolphins. Very tall guy. That dude is skinny now, so skinny. He's looking good. We were talking for a few minutes. He actually stopped me when we were walking in separate directions. He's like, "Hey, Andy, you remember me?" And I looked way up because he's really tall. I'm like, "Hey, Jason, yeah, of course." He played in my poker tournament once too. Very nice guy. Wasn't a good offensive lineman, but a very nice guy. I just brought that up because I'm talking about the offensive line for a minute, and there's no way Jason Fox could play offensive line now because he's so skinny. But this current offensive line, not good, and now banged up. So this isn't a situation where Skylar Thompson steps into some Super Bowl-ready team. This is a team that is very flawed. The play calling has been terrible. Now they're going to go across country to Seattle and try to win with Skylar Thompson? That's a big ask. What happened late in the third and fourth quarter of the week two game against Buffalo especially with Skyler, I wouldn't really count much of that, because once the Tua injury happened, we knew the game was over and done with. Not only was it a blowout, but everyone in the building was shook. Not just the fans, the players. 100% of the people in the building were shook. You were watching the game at home and you were shook. I was shook. There really wasn't anything to be gained. Skyler was leading the last few drives. Where were the wide receivers? They were on the bench. Tyreek and Waddle were sitting on the bench, just glaring off into the distance. So, yeah, Tyler did not look good against Buffalo, but I'm unmoved by everything that happened at the end of that Buffalo game. Now, regardless of what winds up happening with Tua's future, the Miami Dolphins need to do something. Even if Tua does come back, I want to get to that in just a moment. What you could do, and it'll also just take a moment, go to my site, SlaterScoops.com, and be part of my 15th annual Football Pick'em Challenge. If you've got the most winners against the spread for the week, you're going to get a $100 gift card to Flanagan's. I give that out every single week, a $100 gift card to go get yourself some meal deals, take the family to dinner, lunch, a bunch of lunches. All you have to do is have the most winners against the spread for the week, and you'll get that $100 gift card to Flanagan's. If you've got the most winners against the spread at the end of the football season for the entire year, you and a guest will fly away to Costa Rica, all thanks to the Costa Rica Dental Team. A nice paid vacation to Costa Rica. Don't wait any longer. Every single game counts, including tonight's. It's my 15th annual Football Pick'em Challenge, and it's going on right now. Head on over to my site, SlaterScoops.com. Let me provide a fact. Even though this isn't a fact, to me it should be a fact. So let me change what I said. Let me provide you my opinion, which I think should be a fact. Whatever winds up happening with Tua, the Miami Dolphins need to draft a quarterback. And not only do they need to draft a QB, they need to draft one high. I understand that Tua got the big money. I know that he is supposed to be the future of the franchise. And he can be if he's healthy. But we know now, and we are certain now, that Tua is always a play away from being out. It's been proven time and time again. The Dolphins' only option right now, immediate, Skylar Thompson. Yeah, you bring in somebody else. In this case, Snoop Huntley. That's not good enough. They should have drafted a quarterback this past draft. They didn't. We can't go back on what they didn't do. It's not going to do us any good. So the only thing to say right now is this next draft, and it's sad that we got to talk about this, and it's not even week three yet. But this next draft, the Miami Dolphins need to take a quarterback, and they need to do it with a high pick. You get somebody who's got a lot of potential. You get him on a rookie contract. And if Tua does get hurt or something just doesn't work out with him, at least you've got somebody else in the mix for the future. This is something that I was saying months ago. The whole conversation, oh, are the Dolphins going to keep Tua? Should they pay him? Should they commit to him? They should always have drafted a quarterback. They didn't have to do it high in the draft. They didn't have to do it first round, but take a quarterback. Now I think it's very imperative to take one, and I wouldn't even say take him in the middle of the draft. I would say take him early. It's just so unfortunate because Tua did play all last season. He did not get concussed. And you think back to the play itself from last Thursday night. You're like, what are you doing? You took these martial arts classes. You learned how to protect yourself much better. There were zero plays last season where Tua lowered his head and tried to use it as a battering ram. Zero, none. And amazingly, he played all 17 regular season games. And then there was a playoff game, and he was playing in that as well. But Thursday night on that particular play, he decides, we're down 3 touchdowns. It's 4th down. I got to run over DeMar Hamlin. I'm lowering my head. It was a competitive play. It was a guy trying to do something for his team. He really wanted to help out his teammates, provide a jolt. But it was dumb. It was a bad decision. And it's probably nearly impossible to coach someone out of making that decision. I don't know how you teach a guy who's competed a certain way his entire life and say, I know you want to make a play and help your teammates, but you can't make those plays anymore. You can't go for that extra yard. How do you tell that to someone and actually have it implemented? That's very difficult. What's not so difficult, getting on over to Gulfstream Park on a Friday, Saturday, or Sunday and taking in some live racing action. Right now at Gulfstream Park, they've got their Sunshine Meet happening. So there's live racing 3 days a week. You go on out there. You have a great time. Wager on the races if you'd like. You could go to the Trackside restaurant at Gulfstream Park. That's where I like to go, 10 Palms. They got the buffet on the weekend, Saturday or Sunday, a great buffet. You could order off of the menu anytime you'd like. Wager on the races live right in front of you. They've got the Carousel Club at Gulfstream Park. If you go to their website, GulfstreamPark.com, you'll see the entire racing schedule, the big stakes races that they have. There's a lot of money flying around at Gulfstream Park, and you know I try to grab all of it. I love wagering on the races and, most importantly, having a really good time when I'm there at Gulfstream Park. It's the Sunshine Meet. It's going on right now with live racing every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. If you want to make some plans for this coming weekend, go for it. The Sunshine Meet happening in Hollandale Beach at Gulfstream Park. I'll talk more about the Miami Dolphins tomorrow. But real quickly, what about the other team that plays at Hard Rock Stadium? The one that played there on Saturday? Cam Ward and the University of Miami. My gosh. Now up to number 8 in the AP poll. The Heisman's going his way, isn't it? I know it was against Ball State, but 5 touchdowns, no picks. The judgment he has, he just looks fantastic. Cam Ward's the best quarterback I've seen at the University of Miami in a long time. Speaking of time, that's all the time I got for this Monday afternoon. We'll do it again tomorrow. For now, I'm Andy Slater, and I'll see you later.